More than 900 Columbia teachers went to the polls on Thursday to decide if they wanted to be represented by a union. Winning 55% of the votes, the teachers' union, Columbia Missouri National Education Association, will now be able to negotiate legally binding agreements with the school district about Columbia teachers' salaries and working conditions. President Susan McClintock says the next step is to survey their teachers.
And as educators, I think that we are very well aware, as we look and service our children in the exact same way, that you don't leave anyone out, that you bring everyone along, and that you encourage everyone to share their voice.
Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Chris Belcher says many high-performing school districts in St. Louis and Kansas City have also adopted a similar model of collective bargaining. But he says this is not a normal union.
Because it was never put under federal law. So whatever is brought forward to the board can either accept that contract, reject it, or modify it. There is no binding arbitration. There is no requirement that you have to agree. There's simply a requirement that you negotiate.
For 65 years, public school teachers in Missouri were not able to collectively bargain. Public employee labor law allowed public employees to discuss their salaries or working conditions, but employers were able to rescind their agreements with teachers at any time. But in 2007, the Missouri Supreme Court extended the right to collective bargaining to public employees, prompting school districts such as Columbia to find union representation. Lee Jian Chung, KBIA News.